Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yes, sir. This your boy G-Pap coming in on G-Pappy Sports. Make sure you follow, subscribe to G-Pappy Sports on all social media platforms. With that being said, man, I'm here talking about the little running back market, man. Because there's been a lot of little talk, a lot of noise, talking about the running back markets and how hard it is to get some money out here being a running back. Now, we already see what's going on with Saquon Barkley. He got the franchise tag. I was already telling people they're going to give Daniel Jones that money first before Saquon Barkley. They always give the quarterback the money first before the running back. That's facts. But Saquon is that dude. He don't want the franchise tag. And I don't blame him, man. You know, nowadays it's 2023, man. You got to fight for what you earn, you know, the type of money you get, man. And Saquon Barkley is that guy, man. He was leading the way for the Giants, and I ain't going to lie. Daniel Jones was putting up numbers, so I mean, they basically got to pay both of them. So I mean, they can't be cheap with money. But you know, Saquon, he may sit out the first week if, you know, negotiations don't get right. We will see, but only in due time. But I'm here to look at these other running backs that's available, man. And you got Dalvin Cook, former All-Pro running back, Kareem Hunt, former All-Pro running back, Zeke, former All-Pro running back, Leonard Fournette, you know what he can do, former Super Bowl champion, Kenyon Drake is all-around playmaker, kick return, get out in space, make some moves. And you know, the running back market is, you know, the reason why it's so difficult, because they run the running backs down, man. You know, me as a player, as a, you know, that likes sports and watch sports, I always believe in 2 to 3 running backs. You know, growing up back in the early 2000s, man, a lot of teams had 2 to 3 good running backs. Teams still do that nowadays, but teams will rely on one running back and use them that much to basically, now you have to pay them to that worth. So, I mean, if you're going to run a running back 325 times and he's producing numbers, you know, year in and year out, of course you're going to have to pay him, but you got to understand that you're using his body, you're wearing him down. You have to manage the running backs. And, you know, these coaches, these offenses, they don't manage that because they don't utilize different types of running backs. You know, as me, as a coach or of a system, if I have him have me a scat back, a little scat back, he get back out there, he can make moves in space, catch the ball. He going to do what he going to do in space. He's going to have you a little power back. Power back between the lines, you know, second and goal, third and goal, fourth and one. When you need them short line yardage, that's who you want. And then you can get you an all-around back. Usually the all-around back that can do both will usually be the best running back, or, you know, the first and second down type running back. And then you alternate the running backs. But based on how these systems run and, you know, how these high player running backs play, you know, it's hard to do that now. It's literally hard to have 2 to 3 good running backs, because running backs also want the touches. And there's only one football, and you got receivers, you got tight ends, and you got running backs. So football, especially at the running back, is a hard position, because if your team is not a running team, you're not going to expect to get the ball as much. But if your team is a running team, a running three, you're going to be able to get the ball. So, I mean, you know, these running backs are, in my opinion, all of them are still legit running backs. Dalvin Cook, don't know why he's not on the team yet. I know the contract issue, folks don't want to pay him, but I thought he would go to Miami, Buffalo, Kansas City. Kareem Hunt was backing up Nick Chubb. Kareem Hunt was doing his thing with Pat Mahomes back then until he got into this little situation. But a lot of teams can use a Kareem Hunt, can still do it all, still athletic, still young, could be relatively in his prime. Zeke is my favorite one, because people talk a lot of down about Zeke, but people realize, I know he had a good O-line, he had a good wide open holes, but they was running Zeke down the first 3-4 years. Now, the last 2 years, Tony Pollard done stepped up and relieved it. And, you know, he's younger and fresher, so of course he's going to have more moves and more health, you know, more, you know, likely to have injuries. But now Tony Pollard's got the injury. He's coming off a broken, you know, ankle, I believe, coming into this season. So, I mean, you know, Zeke, He can still play. I thought Cincinnati would be good. You know, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Joe Burrow. They got Joe Mixon, but Joe Mixon is going to take less money to come back. So we will see how that plan out. You heard the Jets. You heard all kind of teams. But, you know, Zeke, these running backs will make good impact on good contending teams. Leonard Fournette, you know, he's seen what he was doing with Tampa Bay and whatnot. I wouldn't be surprised where he can end up going. You know, he might land back in Tampa Bay. I don't know. I got to see how that work out. And Kenyon Drake is all around scat back. If you need a kick return, punt return, a slot, you know, a little slot running back that can go out there and catch a little pass in the swing screen set, that's your guy for you. So, you know, it's some running backs out here. The market is kind of fluctuating with the money and all that, and there's a lot of running backs out there that's on good teams, but there's a lot of good running backs that's still not on the team. So, you know, I know teams ain't gonna make a move right now, but as the season come and as things get cut down and money, you know, get saved and, you know, injuries could possibly happen, don't be surprised if one of these names get mentioned on the Super Bowl contending team. I like Zeke, man. Zeke and Dalvin Cook and Kareem, man. Them with some wild card players that can elevate a team, and they got experience. So, you know, we will see how that works.